The president of this oil company was looking for a place to entertain business leaders from the East Coast and around the world. The location he selected was a ranch in northeastern Oklahoma. The story of the ranch where million-dollar deals are still done is this edition of the American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm, and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry. Visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Frank Phillips struck oil near Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1905. As chairman of the Phillips Petroleum Company, today ConocoPhillips, he was often asked to business meetings and parties on the East Coast. He needed to pay those people back.
He realized that business entertainment was an important part of business. So he started looking as where am I going to buy or build a guest home? And after looking at Connecticut and Long Island and various places on the East Coast, he thought, no, I'm going to do it in Oklahoma.
Bob Frazier is CEO of the Frank Phillips Foundation and the Woola Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve.
He owned the land out in the Osages, and he loved that part of the country. Built his lodge there in 1925, and it was a typical stroke of genius by Mr. Phillips, because he had people from the West Coast, East Coast, from Europe, that would come to the ranch, and they were seeing a piece of the Wild West that they'd never seen before.
That country estate, the Woola Rock Ranch, sits about 10 miles southwest of Bartlesville.
Mr. Phillips often said, if I can get a man to Woola Rock, I can cut any deal, and I think his batting average was probably pretty high.
Mr. Phillips passed in 1950, but business is still conducted at Woola Rock by Phillips Company.
Recently, they had 50 people in from Canada that they entertained there several months ago. From Russia, they had 35 or 40 people from the oil business that were here. And as they're doing their business, I think how Mr. Phillips would love this, that deals are still being done in his lodge home.
This ranch home and museum is still used by the corporation, but it's open for all people to enjoy, and it's quite a story in itself. We go inside next time as we travel the countryside. In Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.